views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalyst, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badili.
Hello, hello, wonderful beings. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? I am here today. We're going to work a little bit deeper on the energy levels in our system. The first thing that I want to go into here is in what's happening right now in the energetics on the planet, and of course in humanity. And we want to check in with seeing and observing what's happening, first of all, in our own systems. And that's a very easy thing to do. You really can go into your energy system and observe, where are you at right now in your life, in this moment, in literally this very moment. We can give ourselves a moment where we look into ourselves, take a deep inhale. As you're taking a deep inhale, you can slowly exhale and repeat this two more times. Just take an inhale, slow, deep exhale. I'm literally going to support you to heighten your awareness to sense your energies in your body. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing right now, give yourself a moment. Inhale and exhale deeply, and then maintain a natural breathing. As you're breathing naturally, all I want you to do is observe the energy flow in your body. Observe if you feel anything out of the norm, anything different. I want you to start on your feet. Just observe your feet, then bring your attention up to your legs, your knees, all the way up into your hip. And observe the energy flow that's happening in your legs, in your feet, in your toes, in your knees, all the way up into your hip. As you bring your attention into the hip area, observe the energy flow in the spine, in each of the vertebrae. Each disc, all the way up into the neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, hands, fingers. Then all the way up the neck and all the way up into the head. And observe the energy flow that's happening there. See if you have actually an awareness, a sensation of energy flow there. All right, and now I would like you to bring the attention to your chakras. The first chakra that's at the base of the spine, then the second chakra that's around the belly button area, the third chakra in your solar plexus, the heart chakra in the heart area, the throat chakra, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And as you're bringing your awareness into these areas, I would like you to now bring the color of the chakras into the chakra. Let's start with the root chakra, the color red. Bring that red right into the base of your spine. Encompass the whole color red, your whole lower body in that color red. Then a little bit further up into the orange, around the belly button area. And then as you go higher up into the solar plexus chakra, you bring the color yellow in it, into the solar plexus chakra. Then into the heart chakra, I want you to bring actually two colors in. One is pink and one is green. A beautiful watermelon tourmaline energy right into the heart chakra. Then into the throat chakra, I want you to bring in the energy of turquoise or aquamarine, light blue. And then as we go up into the third eye, I would like to bring in the color blue, royal blue, into the third eye, into the middle of your forehead. That's your third eye. Allow the whole head being enveloped in that beautiful blue light. As you go higher up to the crown chakra, I would like you to bring in the color white, of white light. Beautiful, powerful white light. As you're doing that, I would like you to observe the energy flow that's happening in your system. A lot of people ask me, how does a stone, a gemstone, works on your system? Of course, we are made up, our DNA is literally made up of crystals. But also, we are frequency, sound, energy, and light. And every time we bring a crystal that is balanced and has a certain color, for example, a ruby, a red ruby, close to our root chakra, or into even our auric field, our energy field, it will enhance the root chakra, the grounding, just by the color, just having the color. And that's the beauty of these gemstones. They work, a lot of them work very easily to the color. Now, they have still vibrations with them that resonates with other aspects of the body. But overall, we can literally align ourselves with these stones, regardless if we're being out of balance or if we even don't know exactly what that chakra does. We can literally work with the color of the stones to enhance each chakra. That's why I utilized this tool very early on, because when our systems are out of balance, we do want to be back in balance. Our cells, our energy does love and crave balance. And it will automatically choose the balance over disharmony, except if we have to learn something from that disharmony. So our body, in its infinite wisdom, does even get dysfunctional or diseasing when we have patterns that need to be experienced, even though the cells, of course, want to be healthy and alive and vibrant. So whenever we have areas in our bodies that are not fully energized or balanced, then we can very easily apply a stone into that area, and it will sooner or later start shifting that system, because our auric field, our chakra system, will remember its original spin. It will remember its original spin and start to go into balance immediately when it's being exposed to a healthy vibration or a healthy reminder. When that happens, often the chakra starts to rebalance itself, to bring itself literally back into balance where it really needs to be, because all of our chakras, they work together like gears. And if one gear is out of alignment, then the upper or lower parts of that system are not being fully included. And because of that, it would create a major imbalance in our whole system. That's why it's so important to approach our system as a whole, holistically, so we can address it in from many areas and angles and positions. So we're going to go into a break shortly. And after that break, we're going to come back and do some more energy work and enhancing our energy awareness. And we're going to start sensing more energies. All right? Wonderful. You have an amazing break. And we're going to go into, after you come back, into an amazing experience of sensing energies.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Om. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. We are back. We are back with Transformational and Energy Works Radio. We are ready to transform what needs to be transformed. I'm a hands-on healer. So whatever we are needing to work on, I like to approach it and start transforming or working on it. I'm not your conventional healer where everything is just rosy and sunny and everything is on cloud seven. I'm starting with the deepest, darkest crap that's in our being so that we can start transforming it and move forward and lighten our load of energies that we're still carrying here at this time in our lives. There's many, many lifetimes we have lived, and I know some people say, well, I don't know if lifetimes exist or they don't exist. I'm past that point. At this point, I know exactly we're coming with a lot of baggage to this planet. And whoever doesn't believe it, hallelujah, good for you. If you don't have to deal with it, why dealing with it? If your life is perfect, usually the people that are working with me, they are people who are at a place where they want to transform their life to the best life that they can live. And sometimes some people say ignorance is bliss. It's really not, because at the same time, you do want to live your best life. You do want to enhance your system. You do want to enhance your life's experiences, you know. And if you have to experience a life that's not so educated, that's fine too. But a lot of this energy work, and listen, I'm in a long-term study involved here with that energy work, because since the moment that I came across energy work and that it knocked on my door and said, hey, you are the healer the energy healer that needs to make the difference in your own life and in the life of others. Since then, I observed also what the energy work does every day. I'm probably your most critical observer, because I'm saying, is this real? Is this really actually just happened? Is this okay? That just happened. Okay, good. So when I'm going to my daily sessions, self-healing sessions, I do observe what's happening in my system. I do observe what's happening outside in the world. And when I work with people on their patterns or on systems that needs to be changed, or belief systems or habits, I see often the energy flow, and I see often what it does and how deep rooted these patterns are. They go sometimes back into the lineage, sometimes back into the past lives. And at this point, I'm not here to debate if this exists or not, or if it's real or not. Everything that is real in some way or form. Even like if you haven't gotten the bicycle that you wanted when you were like 5 years old, that can have an impact on your system where you feel you maybe not be able to get the next bigger thing. So it's very, you can say, well, just get over it. Or you can look at it as, did that create an impact in my subconscious, in my prosperity consciousness? Did that create an impact in my system at all? And I'm not saying, yeah, do this and then judge your parents that they didn't do enough. That's not what this is about. This is about how much responsibility can we take to change our lives to the best life that we can possibly live. That's what this is about. This is about having the excitement to discover what's in our system, having this super ecstatic sense of wanting to know everything that's happening in my mind, wanting to discover, to pioneer the pathways in our system that are not yet being mapped or even tracked. This is what that is about my healing work. It's more about you wanting to really claim this life, claim your life, and be the best that you can be in this moment and in this life. So whenever we work on past life patterns, these can be very easily observed. They can be easily accessed. I'm working on a book right now. It's called SID. And when that comes out the beginning of the year of 2017, you're going to have a really good detailed access and a protocol that goes with it that is so powerful that will help you change your life on so many levels. I want to go a little bit deeper now into accepting all that is. The acceptance gives us access to the issue, problem, topic, however you want to call it. And the first part is acknowledging ourselves. Acknowledge yourself right now in this moment, wherever you're at, in a good place, bad place, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, wherever you are at right now in this moment, acknowledge yourself for a moment, right now. Just say, I acknowledge myself. I acknowledge and I appreciate myself. Wherever you are right now, I acknowledge, I appreciate myself. One more time, I acknowledge, I appreciate myself. That is a very important part because that gives us access to our system and actually gives us an idea and an access to observe what's really happening in our system. If we become the best observer of our system, we then can look at it as information of what's really happening. Detach yourself for a moment from the emotional experiences that we had or the emotional idea of who we are or the emotional response to our political system or the emotional response that we have in traffic, where sometimes we drive and we expand our emotional body all the way around the body of the car and then driving like we're driving emotionally motivated instead of driving intelligently in traffic. It's very interesting because if you're a race car driver, it might be really good to drive the way that you feel, right? And sometimes in traffic, it's important that you just flow with it and be in that neutral place where you just see the information. Whatever everybody does or doesn't do doesn't really have an impact because you are in response time and you're detached from having an emotional response to it. You are in a place where you can actually just observe what's happening and then flow with it. And I'm not saying just detach your emotional body all the time. I'm just giving you an idea how you can observe yourself in a more holistic way, in a deeper, more grounded way. So if you look at your energy system right now, so give yourself that acceptance, give yourself that appreciation, so that your system can be appreciated and feels it does serve you. Your system is serving you because if you look at your legs, if you look at your system, it does want to serve you and your mind wants to do things and your body wants to serve that. So your mind wants to go somewhere, then your body goes into motion and does wants to deliver your mind to that place. That's a very powerful support, if you ask me. Your body will try to go there. Now the mind has to come up with a worthy destination that it really makes sense for you to go there. That I would call is your purpose. So whenever you go into the depths of your purpose and you go into the depths of your service, then it makes sense to put that motion in that body in motion and move it into that direction. Many times we have been doing things that are based on resentment. I now urge you to look into your system where there is still resentment in your system. Where do we still harbor resentment? And regardless why that resentment might be there, allow that resentment now to give you more space by just stating resentment, give me more space. And if we are here on this planet without any resentment towards our purpose, life, ourselves, then we can truly start the day. If we still carry stuff from yesterday with us, then we are still recreating something that we have experienced in a past life. Yesterday was our past life, literally, because it's the past. Then we checked out while we slept and we came back in. And we live already almost a new life. That gives you an idea how easy you can associate yourself with these lives. And past experiences. Everything that we experience in the past is literally a past life. So you can go into giving yourself a moment now to go as far back as yesterday, as last year, or even when you was 7 years old. And you can go all the way back and see in your system, where is there still trauma involved in my system? When you go back and you observe, where am I still carrying a traumatic experience? You know, and that can go back as far as a shock, a traumatic experience. Then you can go there and literally start the healing work right there. So how about you keep your first traumatic experience that you had in life in mind for a moment, whatever that was, however severe that was. And I would like you to bring acceptance in there and appreciation, and then allow it to start the healing process. Send a beam of light from your heart into that experience. Send that healing light right into that traumatic experience and allow it to start the healing process. We're going to go into a break here and we're going to come back, and then we're going to go a little bit further into this, okay? Perfect.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together as technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
Wonderful, and we are back. Now, all traumatic experiences that we still carry in our body, in our system, in our energy body, ask these traumatic experiences to start the healing process and give us more space. And now, when we really have more space, that's where we can start doing some work on others or ourselves. A lot of the time when I do my classes, a major part evolves around people doing their self-healing work. Self-healing is one of the most powerful activators of life in our system. If you can imagine you bring your self-healing back, your balance back into your system knows what to do. Your system is an intelligent system. It knows what to do. It has a higher self. It has literally a self-driving device. So you could basically, with this navigation system that you have, navigate your whole life. But first of all, you have to turn it on. You have to utilize it. You have to know how to read it. And then you can utilize it. We have systems imbued in our overall life that are highly functioning systems. But we are not being really trained to utilize them from the get-go. We're being trained to utilize them the old-fashioned way of basically going in, learning, repeating. And a lot of the things that we learned is by repetition. And repetition creates a form of comfort, because with repetition, we think we know. And we might know because of that. But also, consider yourself being part in that oneness, in that Christ consciousness, in that enlightenment consciousness. That means if you connect with that consciousness, then you automatically get the information that's related to this consciousness. For example, a lot of people say, I would love to connect with the Christian life or lifestyle, and I would have to read the Bible. Well, actually, no. If you connect with the Christ consciousness, that has a whole lot to do with the Bible, it will probably get you there. Then the background information that's in there, of course, more like a record keeper of humanity, that's in there too. And you can connect with that consciousness in about any book. You can literally read the books as you put them under your pillow. But this is not about reading the books. This is about reading yourself. This is about reading your system, knowing what your system is, what it's capable of, and how to utilize it so it can function in the best way. It's really less woo-woo than a lot of people think it is. A lot of people think like, oh, this is too far out, and I don't think I can go there. But one of the reasons is most people are already overwhelmed. They don't want to go there because they think, I don't want to have to take care of one other dimension that I thought it didn't exist, and now I have the responsibility of taking care of that too. That's also the resentment that you feel and find sometimes in society, where they, there's just a one more thing that's imposed on me, and now I have to obey that new law that just become a reality or being put into existence. Now, this is more like have the excitement to trace back, remember your consciousness, because we're coming back with a lot of information here. If you look at the pyramids, people want to tell us they're like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old. But we all know that they are way older. They're way, way older. Humanity is way older. Every day, the consciousness reminds us that humans have existed actually like 5,000 or 10,000 years earlier than we previously thought. That's happening about every year. Since when? Like since the 1800s. Every year we're coming up like, oh my God, you know what? We actually have been living here 2 million years instead of 1 million years and 990,000 years. So if you look back and you give yourself access to look into the infinite, and a lot of people don't want to go there because they don't want to feel destabilized. They don't want to feel like I'm losing my reality, or the REM song, I'm losing my religion song. No, it's more about go fearlessly. If what you believe in is real, then it will withstand whatever you're going into. And I highly recommend you go deeper and have that confidence, and don't be so closed-minded that you don't want to look deeper. Be open. Be open and go into the depths of the existence of humanity. Then go deeper into the consciousness that humanity has, because we're still not being able to replicate these pyramids on the scale that are being created. They are so sophisticated. Scientists don't even know on the full scale of its full manifestation yet. There are still people going in there, and a little hobby archaeologist are finding new things out, and that becomes then mainstream archaeology, and it's being integrated as, let's look at this a little bit deeper. Consider nothing is really what it seems like, and then go deeper into the energy reality. Similar like you look at humans and to your eyes, and you look at humans to an X-ray or a CAT scan. You see it totally differently looking from every angle that you're applying yourself to looking through. If you look at a fellow human being that sits in front of you with an X-ray, you mainly see the skeleton. If you see a human sitting in front of you through your eyes, then you mainly see the skin, the hair color, etc. But the depth of how you're looking at life is what the experiences of life are going to be, and the level of how you can interact and change life. If you look at the energy levels of humans, then you can see the depth of energetic presence. And that's how you can approach life in general. You can imagine, I had times in my life when I was so overwhelmed with the information and consciousness and what I was seeing and sensing and hearing, because all of my senses were activated, but my psychic abilities were so activated that I could literally hear people's thoughts internally, why they were speaking something different. I could see their energy flow in their system. I could see the conflicts that they had going on. I could see the karmic residue that they were still carrying in IMAX images. I could literally see what they went through in past lives, like right in front of me. So that was pretty overwhelming when I grew up. And so I had to learn to create boundaries. You know, if you would ask me, what is your main job right now in that field of energy work, it's probably creating healthy boundaries and cleaning, almost like, like a cleaning maid in the hotel goes into the room, does the cleaning, leaves it. Purifier, that's probably what I am. But more and more, I'm becoming an instructor how you can do it the best way for yourself and clear your life in the best way and literally shift your life. Now, this is a very powerful powerful action. Anybody that I get in touch with, they're going to change their lives one way or the other. The depth of how much they're going to change it is how much they're open for it. I'm not pushing this on anybody. So even if you're listening to this right now, you reached the address of transformation, of change. I'm supporting you to go into a very deep, intimate transformation. And when you go into it, what's going to happen is change. Very simple. You're going to have an experience of change. Now, all change can lead you to the effortlessness of knowing how to change and appreciating change. If it leads to more effective life for you, that might be even better. And that's, of course, what we want to focus on. So anybody that really finds me, I'm grateful that I can now bring the teaching out there. Soon I'm going to have an online class. I have these two books out. Right now you can get my prosperity healing mantras. Check out my my website, atanamethod.com, and we're going to go from there into a break in just a little bit. If you want to know more about my one-man recordings, about the Wednesday one-mans that I'm doing, show up. Just come to the one-man in Nashville. And just, it's on donation basis. Everyone who comes and shows up, just donate what you can. And then just sit and have the experience of being in an energy field that's designed for healing and transformation. It's beautiful. And you're not going to be alone there. You're going to see like-minded people. And these are people who are taking responsibilities for their lives. They're changing their lives. These are like at the cutting edge of transformation. They're not like, let's talk about it and let's listen to this. No, they're like way there. They are there exposing themselves to that energy. They are actively transforming. And if you're ready to go there, why don't you show up too? And we have people from all walks of life coming up there for 30 minutes every Wednesday at 1:30. And we're recording these one-mans too, and then we're sharing them also on the Atana Method website. All right, we're going to go into a break again. Blessings to you. Thank you for hanging in there with me. This is a transformational time. This is Energy Works Radio with Atana. Remember, you're an amazing, amazing human being. I want to help you to get into that full expression of your human light and your human power. Thank you.
Om Hari 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 Om. Om Hari 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 Om.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do, for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, hello, we are back. This is Atana. I'm your host with Energy Works Radio. Be part of this show today and thank you for tuning in. A lot of the times when my students come to learn energy healing work, my first thing that I'm saying is we have to clear the channel. The channel has to be clear so that the energy that's running through it comes and is being transmitted very clearly into the person that you're working with. So one of the first aspects of energy work is really self-healing, self-clearing, self-cleansing in terms of mentally, the mental body. Do you have still like thoughts in your mind that are self-destructive? If there are, you have to address them. They have to be cleared. They cannot just be harbored and we can think we get away with it. Everything that has an energy has, sooner or later, the right to be manifested. So any self-destructive thoughts that we still have in our system, we can start healing with energy work. We can literally apply energy work to shift the energy pattern, what then changes the thought. A lot of people don't understand that concept. And when I work with my students, I make sure that they understand it takes at least 1 to 6 months to change deeper patterns. These deeper patterns have to be changed energetically. Now you can start with affirmations and outside interactions with these patterns, but ideally they're made out of energy. If you reconfigure that energy, then the thought, the expression is going to be different. It's very simple, actually. If you give your system a healthy energy on a daily basis, the outcome is going to have to be a healthy energy flow in your life, in your mind, in your heart, in all of your chakras. And even if you have past life patterns that are still interfering with you, you can still start changing them. And on long term, if you do energy work, you can change about almost everything with energy work. So first, when you want to be an energy healer and you want to change your profession to become an energy healer, I highly recommend you do self-healing first, because a lot of people pick that profession up for the wrong idea or for the wrong senses. They think, I am this powerful being just sending energy to this other being and I create this change. It's not really that way. It's more like that person wanted to change anyway and you giving it the right tool, the right fuel so that person can change. And ideally, after a lot of miracle work that I was doing, I figured out a long-term change is best being achieved by giving that tool to the person that wants to change their life, because then they have their own initiative and their own perseverance that will help them to change their lives. And they can start every day and wake up early and do energy work for hours if they want to change really fast. And that's the beauty of this tool of the Atana method, because you have a powerful tool that you can apply at any time, day or night. Whenever you feel disconnected, you can do energy work and you feel 100% connected to your source. And as you're feeling connected to your source, the sensation of abandonment is literally being transformed. And that gives you, of course, much more power over your life, because you don't harbor that resentment, that rejection, that abandonment, that was like so strong in our systems. And when I look back, for many years, I did energy work before I started doing energy work on others. I started pretty early though, and when I was doing energy work on myself, literally sitting in the living room, other people they could not really understand what I was doing. My parents there thought more like I was in a meditation. My brother thought I was just lazy. And my friends, they thought, you know, come play, do something, work, you know, whatever is, whatever needs to be done. And so I have firsthand experiences on how to move forward in this field. And that's why I can tell you, you are in this area, in that area, or do 6 months more energy work, or start working on others. I can tell you how far you still have to go until you get to the place where you're a little bit more grounded and then feel more stable. That's a really good thing, because it gives you like a cross reference where you really at. And this is not just a psychic hit. I was there at any stage, at any point in that experience of becoming an energy healer and being an energy worker, literally on a daily basis. And it not because just I had to do it, but because I love what I'm doing. I love the energy work. I love it. And if you look at everything to the eyes of energy, then everything is literally an idea, an energy construct. Every place that you're visiting now, in terms of buildings that you're entering, where an idea, an energy idea, and then somebody made the effort to go to an architect and create a blueprint and then hire a contractor and build the building. The clothes, the very clothes that you're wearing right now, have been an idea of somebody else to create that clothes. And I realized very soon, everything has a higher self. Everything has a right to be, and everything is. So when people say, well, I don't believe in past lives, it's not about believing it or not believing it. It's about information. I rather use all the information that's there than missing something and later on having to revisit that place and saying, well, I should have integrated that information. Something very funny happened when I was in Peru. I was driving in a cab. Excuse my jumping with the mind, but you're here in the room with me, literally. Something funny happened when I was in Peru. I went to a place and I stopped a cab, and I was sitting in the cab, and we had like the most most powerful spiritual conversation that I can imagine in that cab, or just driving somewhere. And he said, you know, I'm a Catholic, and I do also believe in past lives and so. And I think, he said to me, and I think the Pope is soon acknowledge that there is past lives. It was very interesting for me to look at it. And yeah, a lot of the things that we thought weren't really real, with time, the system started to realize, well, we have to include this information because it might be real. Similar like Otto Lilienthal was flying the plane, his glider, at night, because at daytime he was like literally being thrown stone at from the scholars, because they say nothing that's heavier than air can fly. And that's really how he passed at night, because he couldn't, he flew into trees or so. And when you look at that, you have to get into that cutting edge thought, that revolutionary thought of, I'm going to discover the depths of existence, of beingness in myself and in life. So that being said, have that urge, be the pioneer in your life, discover something new in your life, in this moment, today, tomorrow, every day. Be the pioneer in your life. I send you blessings and love, big hugs to you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Energy Works radio show. I also urge you to go on to Atana Method, ATANAMethod.com, and check out what I have to offer in terms of the recordings. Get my prosperity healing mantras. They are literally changing lives. I cannot even tell you how powerful these mantras are. Download them, start to chant them, and see how fast your life is going to change. Change is so easy. Love is so easy. Open your heart for it. Open your heart for it. Be ready for it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.